With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hello, Kanto.
Hello, Kanto.
Episode, geez, seven?
No, this don't is know. Eight, isn't it?
Is it?
I think it's eight.
Hold on, I got a folder. We can do this together.
Oh, man.
Baby steps.
This is like a lot of work.
Man, we did, this is, you're right, this is eight.
Ha ha! Another win against my rival.
Eighth episode of Hello Kanto. I'm your host, SBJ. With me, Greg.
I am your other host on this grand travel to the glorious sights of Kanto.
With five gym badges under our belt.
Yep.
I don't know where we left off. We are on our way to...
We knocked out Koga and we complained about Go Park for a little bit.
Yeah. I did some more Go Park. Still not great.
Yeah. I mean, I like it for it being cute. But whatever. Like, I'm having more issues with the catching method right now. Like, I still feel like I'm fighting the catching mechanics. I think it's because I'm so familiar with the old method and the new method. I just, like, the random number generator seems more mean. I don't know. It's all an illusion, but I'm still mad. I'm sort of still mad at the catching thing right now.
Is it, like, the rings or, like, the actual the motion?
It's, like... When I catch a Magikarp with an excellent throw with like the same CP on the first ball, and then the next one, I do four balls, all excellent throws, right dead set in the center, and none of those four catch. It's like, come on, I'm doing the same thing without getting the same result. And I know it's random, but it's still super frustrating because I feel like the only options I have are giving it berries. And even then, like, I'm out of options. Like, I'm so used to having the sense of control that having it be brand new and not having the same sense of control, like mean looks and false swipes and putting it to sleep and all those things that, like, I can go through the mental check to say that I've done everything. And, like, this is just, it's a honeymoon period, and the honeymoon is over. Like, and the brass tacks of, like, you're making me mad, random number generator.
Well, like,
and I know it's random.
The catching thing I mentioned before is true, and I've tested it, and I've proven it to people watching on the stream, because I've heard that complaint of, like, I was chaining for Magikarp, and I was on a 28 chain, or I just can't catch a simple Magikarp, and they break out, and they get away. And I don't know if I said this on the podcast. I can't remember. We've done so much talking over the thing, but I look at it as, like, this game is a marathon. It's not a race. Things do get better / easier the more you play it. And I think in 6 months, all of that will go away. And so hard numbers that I have is with specifically Magikarp, with the great ball was yellow. And as soon as I got to 71, Magikarp caught. That great ball turned from a yellow ring to a green ring. And with Meowth, I did it there. It was, that number was 84. And with Koffing, that number was 61.
Now, is that in a row or just how many you caught?
That's just how many you caught. Nothing to do with the catch combo.
Now, do we know if it's Pokemon specific or is it type?
It's from my understanding, it's Pokemon specific.
So, like, it's like you've caught 71 normal types, and all normal types are super easy. It's you've caught 71 Meowths, and now Meowth is easy.
Yes.
Ugh. There's like 151 Pokemon.
It's like they put things in the game to make you keep playing.
But, like, it's mean. I just want my thing. I want my super Farfetch'd.
Well, then you just gotta worry about catching Farfetch.
Yeah, but it's, like, in a small area and it doesn't pop up that much. Like, come on.
But yes, I'm sure somebody will data mine the hard numbers, but at least those three Pokemon, and I had somebody in chat in my Twitch stream also doing coughing, and they said 61, it changed, and at 61, it changed for me, and they said it changes again to at 99, I was like, okay, and I got to 99, and it did change again, so my Pokeball, like, the Pokeball was red, and then at 61, the Pokeball turned from red to yellow, and then at 99, it turned from yellow to green.
All right. I don't like waiting, though. Like, I want it now.
I mean, like, 100 coughings only took me, like, I don't know, like 2 hours?
5 hours.
Nah,
I watch
not
your
that
streams.
Long. Nah.
I watch you.
Not that long.
I know
long.
How long it takes. Don't fool yourself. You were there for 7 years. All right. Like, we left Koga and decided to go back to Sabrina.
Yeah, so Sabrina's gym is...
is my all-time favorite
it's
gym.
It's great. It's very, very different than the Game Boy gym.
Like, I used to always put Sabrina's gym off because in the old view, it was just a number of squares put together with teleport tabs, and you could kind of see where you were going, and it was just like, oh, it's all walls with no doors. This is really boring, and I expected... I don't know what I expected. I did not get that when I got to Sabrina's because I walked through that door and I was immediately in love with the 80s neon super glow night city, whatever we were doing in there. I was living for it and I never wanted to leave. I still hate the teleportation puzzles because I can never pay attention enough to figure out where I'm going.
Yeah.
But I didn't care because I'm like, I just want to hang out here. I want to move in with Sabrina and have my summer cottage on Route 17 for the view, and then Sabrina and I can read each other's minds or whatever, because I'm never leaving the super city. This place is amazing.
I guess I was expecting Sabrina's gym to be very much like Valerie's gym in X and Y, which was the same thing.
Yeah.
Prettier, but it was just... Yeah. Valerie's gym was like different, like almost like bedrooms or like rooms in a house, but it was still like four portals in the corner. And you can kind of see
like
the other bedrooms.
And their, you know, like Valerie's was there where they made all their clothes and you were going through their workshops and where they stayed. It was a little weird that you're kind of touring their house slash factory.
Slash gym.
Slash gym. You know, whatever. But I was blown away at how beautiful Sabrina's gym was. It made the fact that pretty much every trainer was the same not bad. I was like, I'm enjoying this great deal.
Are you saying you didn't just use one dark type move over and over and make your way through the entire gym very easily?
I did not. I used one ghost type move.
Okay, all right.
Over and over. I used Shadow Ball.
This is this gym begins my saga of...
Oh, here we go.
Using just one move.
I mean, I shook it up a bit, like... I was training my Alolan Marowak, so I had Boomerang out a lot since abilities aren't a thing and nobody was going to levitate or do any of that stuff, so I was training that up there, you know, having some fun. So I swapped it up a bit, but I've been swapping up my team a lot, trying to figure out what I was going to go to the Elite Four with. So, I mean, I didn't use the same thing over and over and over again because I wanted to raise some Pokemon, I wanted to see what different things were. It wasn't difficult, really, because at this point, I think in the game, I started hitting slightly above level, and then, spoiler alert, I'm way over leveled for the next two gyms.
Yeah, no, I think at this gym, I ended around 48, and the Pokemon I was using was actually my most under level Pokemon. I ended up using Gyarados the entire time, and Gyarados knew Crunch, and I think my Gyarados was at 48. All my other Pokemon were closer to 51, 52, because I was trying to not avoid battles, but like I was like, okay, I'll put the Pokemon that are super overleveled in the box so I don't level them more, and I'll just go through these battles. But yeah, it was pretty much just Crunch the entire time. I don't think I took any damage because Gyarados outs- sped everything, I think, except for her Alakazam.
Yeah. Well, so it was also interesting when you got there. She's like, I don't, you know, I'm not really into battling, but if you want to, I guess. It's like, well, you're a gym leader.
Yeah.
Like, it's your job.
But that's like her anime thing, too. Like, she was not super into battling. And I think that's...
Her Alakazam was very fast. I did have to pull out my Shadow Balling Mew, who was underleveled, but, you know, has really good defenses. So I did end up resorting to that. I don't recall using Eevee the entire... I don't use Eevee pretty much from here on out. It's just there for those random battles where I'm like, I'm really tired of trying to get through this route, so I'm just going to throw Eevee out and just wipe through these trainers.
I gave up on Eevee after Misty, but I did not use Eevee for Misty. Eevee was just there. It existed. It was a thing that happened to be around. But yeah, we did mention this real quick. You can battle Mina every day.
Yeah, you can.
And you can get a bottle cap from her every day. And you can actually talk to the Slowpoke person every day in Pewert City and get your pearl. And you can visit Sir Diglett every day in Fuchsia City and get your nugget.
Yeah, that's how you're getting money in this game.
So you're getting 9,000 every day by doing two chores, and you're getting a bottle cap every day from battling Mina. I don't know at this point in the game if there's other places to get bottle caps, but...
I don't think so. I haven't found another one yet. It doesn't seem like there... That seems like a very Alola thing, so it would be weird if somebody else had it.
I'm sure they'll have mystery gifts in the future with bottle caps and stuff.
Oh, I'm sure.
But yeah, I mean, Sabrina, her gym was cool. She looked great. The audience was great. I think we've said this about every gym, that they just look and feel awesome.
This one was particularly awesome, though. Like, this one was, I don't know. It like hit my aesthetic to the point where it's like, I don't ever want to leave here. I think it's because I always have such low expectations for Sabrina's gym that I was like, wow, yeah.
Yeah, her gym was really, really cool. But that's pretty much it. I mean, that town, Saffron, is kind of blah.
Yeah. And then I was like, let's go to the power plant, because I can surf.
Yes, the power plant, if you surf in that area, it's a way to find Dratini.
And while you're chaining Magikarps at 28, you have a choice between a Dragonair and continuing your chain. So you continue your chain, and then at 30, when you're about to hit Magikarp 31... Magikarp 31 runs after the first ball you throw, and you missed Dragonair for nothing.
All right, that sounds great. It sounds like you are not bitter at all in any...
Not bitter at all.
No.
Stupid. Magikarp.
Power plant is great.
Power plant... So, okay. Why were there four Electrode encounters when Electrode could be found in the wild?
That's a good question.
Like, one, I was like, okay, that's cute, and I could kind of catch it, and I didn't really check to see if they were great natures or great IVs or whatever. And then I'm like, oh, it's number two, and two ran away from me. I don't really care. And number three ran away from me, and so did four. Why are they all here?
Yeah,
why did I have to do this four times?
I mean, isn't it
times?
Supposed to be like a surprise, like to like, oh, it got you?
Yeah, but like... One's a surprise.
That's true.
And it's not really a surprise because it's an upside down Pokeball when you approach it, and there's only one upside down Pokeball in the game.
I mean, like 9 out of 10 people are just running through and they're not realizing that the colors are swapped because they're so ingrained and just go, go, go.
Well, that's what you get when you don't pay attention.
It's true. That's very true.
I thought like maybe two would be fine, but I was like, I'm doing this four times.
Yeah.
Just get me to the main event. We all know what I'm here for.
I was
a zappy, zappy bird.
I was worried that the power plant was going to suffer the same issue as like the rock tunnel, where I just want to go there because I know. Actually, let's back up real quick.
All right.
I want to talk about like when I was a kid and completely like forgetting that whole rock tunnel area. One, because I was 10 years old, and two, because you know, that area is not too memorable once you go past it, right? You have to cut to get there. There's no way to fly directly to that Pokemon Center. You just kind of forget all about it. So I actually have no clue until... I had no clue there was a power plant over there until I got the player's guide, and it was like, oh, like, I can go to this place. And it felt very... It just felt like a whole nother world to me as a kid, and I remember it very fondly, and then freaking out that Zapdos was there, and just seeing all those different kinds of Pokemon, because kind of prior to that, my only exposure to Electabuzz was from the trading card game, because Electabuzz was one of the Pokemon you got in the one of the starter packs. It was like Electabuzz and like Machamp or something. So like seeing and actually getting Electabuzz in the game was like a huge thing for me, but I don't know if you had any like original Red and Blue power plant stories.
Well, I don't remember why I remember that power plant being there. For some reason, I think somebody in the game at some point says, oh, there's an abandoned power plant over there. And, I mean, keep in mind, I wasn't a kid. So I think that had always just been in the back of my mind. And the minute that I got Surf, I was like, okay, there's this weird route that I could not go on, and I just want to see where it goes. For me, it was like, that length of water had always bothered me that I couldn't go on it, because it's like you're allowed to go to that area, but you're not allowed to go on the water because you don't. I'm like, okay, at some point I have to. So I think it always was in my head, but I had no idea what was in there. And it's just sort of exciting. It was the same excitement I had back then is the excitement that I had here when I go in there and you're like, oh, look at all the fun, weird electric Pokemon that are coming pretty late in the game. Like, getting Magnemite that late in the game, I'm like, oof. But I think that has my favorite cool trainer in it, in the modern version. I think she's the one that's like, well, I come here every day and nobody comes, but you're here now, so let's battle. Like, oh, nobody comes to the abandoned power plant where you're apparently stationed. Like, I think this is the first time the cool trainers are like, yeah, we're like assigned spots, and I've been assigned to this one, and literally nobody comes here. But it's a beautiful event. Like, the whole scene is cool. And I think that's also one of the, like, going up to Zapdos, I had the same sort of, what is this thing I'm about to approach, as I did when I first played Red and Blue, as I did this time. Because even though, no, it was the Zapdos encounter, I'm like, it's still sort of exciting when you get there and you just see it hovering, and then the cutscene is just, it's a nice little intro.
Yeah, no, all of the legendary bird intros are incredible. And I think the power plant looks good. I think that there's the right amount of trainers in there. And I think
there's
like
a good variety too.
Yeah, it gives you like also the excitement that I experienced in Mount Moon the first time of just like, oh, I want to catch this. Oh, the cool, like Magneton. Oh, cool, Electro. Oh, Weezing. Like I kind of wish that, I think X and Y does that really well, of like every route you go on in X and Y, it's just like, oh my gosh, there's like 8 different Pokemon here. Whereas we get that feeling of Kanto from like, okay, there's Pidgey Rattata here. Okay, this one has Pidgey Rattata Weedle. Okay, Viridian Forest has Pidgey Rattata Weedle Caterpie Pikachu. Okay, the next one before Brock, back to Pidgey Rattata. Mm-hmm. So anytime they like have a area of just like fresh new, it just feels refreshing.
It feels good. It feels fun. There's new things popping up. It, you know, it's like, oh, I have not seen these anywhere. It's the first time I think you see Koffing. The sort of just, it also feels dangerous because there's just a lot of random sparks. I'm like, I'm going to die in here. There's just loose energy bursting out of panels on the wall. And it's me and this cool trainer, and we're both going to die in this power plant. We're not getting out of here alive. There's a deadly bird at the end. Now, did your bird run from you?
So I just saved in front of it, did the encounter to see it, and then I hard reset because I was not ready to catch.
So I don't, like, all the Electrode ran, so I was really prepped for it to run.
Snorlax also runs, can run.
I was in that encounter for a long time, and it never ran on me. I caught it in my first just encounter go through. And I kept expecting it to run, and I don't know if they have a much different run timer, but it never ran on me. So I don't know if that's normal, if it's just like a program so that it doesn't run, or I just got super lucky. I don't know. But that bird was just like on me the entire time. Like, yeah, we're in this dance now, boy.
Yeah, no, I have not caught them. I decided that I was like, I eventually want to shiny hunt these, I think. So I'm just going to, I don't feel bad or weird about bringing my Pokemon Go trio over to get
well,
that.
I mean, I have two Zapdos in my Go Park flying around like, hey, and we're here. Legendary birds is only supposed to be one of us, but there's two.
But yeah, overall, I liked the power plant. I liked that area.
Yeah. Also, going back to your you forgot it as a kid moment, I think what they did really smart in here to make you super aware of it in this game is that Lorelei shows up for that hole you're going to get ganged up on by Rocket. So it makes that river part more memorable in this game.
Yes.
So if you didn't know something was back there, when you got Surf, you'd be like, oh, that's where that lady saved me. Like, they created a moment so that you wouldn't forget it, which I also just sort of thought was a very nice touch to make sure that you remembered, hey, there's this river here, there's Dragonite. But have fun.
And had fun we did. I think this is one of our shorter episodes, actually. I think we talked about everything we want to talk about. Let me just check our show notes here. So just a schedule here because things get a little quicker afterwards.
Yeah, we fly after this point.
I know that the Seafoam Islands would kind of be like the ideal way to, or the original way. I guess technically I didn't think of it as a kid, but I could have flew to Pallet Town and surfed south, but I don't think the most kids thought about that.
No, I didn't. I was an adult and I didn't think about that.
But we're not going to do the Seafoam Caves next episode. We're actually going to do just Blaine's Mansion and the Blaine fight all together. And then because Giovanni is the eighth gym leader, we're going to do Seafoam Caves.
Spoiler!
Plus the mansion, Giovanni plus Seafoam Caves for that episode. So then we can save Victory Road and the Elite Four for our last episode?
Yeah, I think so.
Because usually in these, we don't cover post-game. So that's kind of our schedule going forward. But yeah, I think that wraps it up here for us. I hope you guys enjoyed listening. If you've been liking these mini-series and you've made it this far, if you want to help out, if you want to like, I want to give something back for daily content. I'm sure no one has said that. But if you thought
well,
that
somebody
for
said that.
Half a minute and you want to help out completely free, you can jump over to Apple Podcasts or iTunes and leave us a review. That super helps out. We just shout out to everyone that reviewed before these episodes went live. We were really aiming to hit 1,000 reviews and we did. So now any review after that is like icing on the cake. That's the expression, right?
Yeah, that's you did that one right. Good job.
That's all right. Let's not get too hog ham here. And
no, why do you do these things?
Wrap up this episode. We will be back next time. Of course, Greg.
Yeah.
Smell you later.
Smell you later.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.